Thank you, sweet Jesus, for alerting us to the dangers ahead. If only we will obey, we will be saved from destruction on the reefs of pride and presumption. Dear family, even though this lesson is for the fledgling community on the mountain, you can apply it to church, work, and family and be a hero in keeping the family at peace together. Blessed indeed are the peacemakers. So I asked the Lord today, what is on your mind? He replied, keep running the race, my dear Claire. Keep pressing in. I will not fail you with energy and intelligence to do the right things and make the right decisions. I am so with you, my darling wife, and nothing can stop the work you have set your hand to. Of course, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, nothing but sin, that's for sure. And apparently, he's going to help me even with that. Jesus continued, I rejoice because you do not allow difficulties to stand in your way. Rather, you conquer them. This is the attitude you must all have. You are more than conquerors in me, your Lord. I am telling you all that you are infused with power from on high when you are obeying me and doing wholeheartedly the work I have set your hands to. None of you have come to this refuge by coincidence. Each one of you I have been calling and preparing for years. There is no coincidence. There are testings that will come to see if you are worthy of the call, my chosen ones. I can grace and prepare you, but then you must pass the tests that I send you. So far, so good. I want to tell you that negativity and complaining spell the beginning of the end for you here. It is a very great privilege to be called, but then you must correspond with resolve and staying power, but above all, charity. In life, there is a tendency to lack respect for one another when you live in such close proximity, but I have given you the grace to understand just how anointed and special each one of you is. Respect and looking up to one another is the footing for the beginning of this community. To esteem all others better than yourself must become your knee-jerk reaction to temptations that will be shot into you like poison arrows from the enemy. Mother Claire is dear to me because I see how she suffers over you and longs for the very best. She is the one I have appointed as your spiritual mother, so I ask that all of you, young and old, rich and poor, educated or dropout, call her mother. I want you to know that while she is the appointed leader, she is also keenly interested in what you think and feel, not only about your everyday life, but also about your spiritual practices and what you've learned in the past and how you apply them. Her heart is not to subdue you, but to keep you on track. I alone know where certain tracks will lead, and I warn her about them in advance. You may perceive this as her personal opinion, but it is not. Rather, it is a particular warning system I have set up within her conscience to prevent a train wreck. Lord, may I say something? Yes, dearest, speak your heart. My dear ones, my hopes and dreams for each of you is to see your lives fulfilled in Christ. I long to see His will for you flourishing and being realized by each one as a unique individual. I have no interest in stereotypes or cookie-cutter Christians, because I learned long ago you each are very unique and have a specific path to follow in the Lord. I will make mistakes and come to you for forgiveness, but please do not doubt that I have the Lord's interest at heart for you. If we disagree on a path for your future, I will tell you that I have a check in my spirit about that path, but I will not try to coerce or force you away from that. Rather, I will respect your relationship with what you believe the Lord is telling you, and I will remain silent Then I will go to him and seek his will for you. If you are right, you will hear from me. You are right. God hath chosen this for you. But if my discernment is confirmed that it's not his will, I will say no more. And by my silence, you will know that the Lord has not confirmed your path to me. I'm open to correction and suggestion because I look up to each one of you for the beautiful qualities, the treasures God has invested in you. But I also know it takes experience and maturity to bring those to perfection in your lives. And so I will stand by and support you. But my heart is that you are confirmed in discernment and knowing the voice of God. Jesus continued, Mother Claire has gone through much rejection and judgment in her life, even more than most, because she tends to be a bit different than the norm. She has come under great scrutiny and knows exactly what it feels like when people do not believe in her vision or chosen path. For this reason, she's extremely supportive of the paths I choose for my vessels that appear different to others, and she will be loyal in what she believes is my will for you. Nonetheless, you live together as family. Hold her in your hearts as a spiritual guardian and pay special attention to her anointing as mother and bishop, for in truth, she is an overseer. Do not lose sight of that. And I just had to break in here and I said, as an aside, Lord, it is my heart that everyone knows that I'm open to them and not aloof and distant or cold like some leaders. I truly want to be approached as a mother, not an authority figure. Yuck. Yet at times I may have to be firm. I never want them to be afraid of me. Jesus continued, Claire, my dearest, I will teach you that balance which you have been trying to attain for a long, long time. I need you to have that heart, or they will not confide in you. And that brings me to a very important point, dear ones. The moment you start finding fault or judging one another, especially mother, you have just joined hands with Satan in his attempt to divide the family. It begins with little disagreements and grows into little resentments, which in turn get bitter and become seeds in your heart. You will be quickly overgrown with toxic vines of bitterness if you find fault with one another, but especially your leadership. If any of you have an issue that needs resolution, go to her immediately and resolve it with her. Do not brood. Brooding is a sin that is instigated by Satan. Judging and condemning are sins. Talking behind backs is a sin. Take a feather pillow and rip it open from a high-rise balcony. Let it fly. Watch how the feathers fly. Now, go downstairs and collect them. That's exactly how gossip works. You can never repair the damage once it has been set loose. You'll never find all of those feathers. My children, you have entered into a place where you will fight the greatest battles of your lives. Satan will find fault with everyone around you. He is the accuser, experienced and talented in making trouble, dividing families, communities, and nations. That is his business, divide and conquer. He will pelt you with such thoughts as, look at him, he's not working as hard as you are. That's not fair. Okay, let's look at that. This suggestion, which may be thoroughly founded on fact, what is your response to it? Seriously, how do you respond to that? Claire, you have fought with this for years. How do you handle it? Well, family, I've struggled with this in my own environment. There are those around me who see me as a compulsive, addicted, working person. Well, I have to admit, I love to work. I love to write, teach, sing, paint, garden, etc. And I do not have much of an appetite for leisure. I used to be very judgmental about those who do not work hard and apply themselves, at least in my way of thinking. until I heard of an old monastic story of two monks in a canoe. The monk in the back worked hard at paddling the canoe, while the one in the front ate raisin cakes and tickled the water with his fingers, playing with the fish. The answer to that story is that some are called to work hard paddling, and some are called to play and delight themselves in raisin cakes. The moral is that each one who serves God is called to a different role. Some are Marys, some are Marthas. Mary enjoyed her work for the Lord, and so did Martha, although she complained. The point is, some enjoy their work, some are more contemplative and more playful, and they have their share of work, praying for souls, and sometimes suffering, or even spending hours counseling or visiting them. While at the same time, Martha is enjoying the art of baking the raisin cakes and cleaning the kitchen. I have come to believe that each of us are geared differently, but we all serve the same God. He knows what is best for us to do and sets up each day to keep us busy about his concerns. For one, it may be being bedridden, for another, serving the bedridden, for yet another, creating art that will lift the hearts of those confined to bed. Whatever we do it as unto the Lord. If someone is abusing a team by being selfish, God will see to it and correct them. But so we don't get a seed of bitterness over that, we must realize that we will receive our reward from God, who knows all, and is endlessly pleased when you refuse to judge that one, but soften your heart to pray for them. If a brother is sinning and being lazy, pray for them that God will give them a desire to work, and perhaps invite them to help you to get them motivated, or chide them gently. Brother, are you feeling okay? Or brother, did you sleep well last night? But do not condemn the so-called lazy one, because his body may be racked with pain that you know nothing of, and he may be offering that pain in a spirit of prayer and supplication while seemingly doing nothing. Only God is qualified to judge, dear ones. He alone knows the limitations and issues a soul has when they appear to be idle. I promise you, Satan will exploit every single one of your buttons and weaknesses. Perhaps two people seem to be spending more time together, and the devil inspires you to be jealous. He likes him better than he likes me. Look how friendly they are together. That thought was from a spirit of jealousy and an invitation to get you to degrade yourself and sow a spirit of division by taking offense at what seems to be preferential treatment by someone you want to be close to. Satan is playing your buttons of rejection to cause you to feel hurt and rejected. If you fall for that, there will be a problem with everyone else in very little time. Jealousy spreads like a plague. But if you recognize it for what it is, a fiery dart from the enemy to your heart, and you rebuke it immediately, and of course repent if you gave it any thought, you will have saved the community from the beginning of a potentially serious division. Do not think for one moment that the secret thoughts of your heart are hidden from others. All of you are very sensitive in hearing the Lord. So you also hear others, whether you acknowledge it or not. Be sure you are hearing from God and not demons who are setting you up to hurt the family. In heaven, all thoughts are exposed. Live on earth as you will in heaven. Jesus continued, "This is counsel from my very spirit and the depths of my desire that you should live in brotherly love, looking up to one another, recognizing the virtue you see in one another, and making yourself very, very little and gentle, not threatening with an unspoken laundry list of resentments about another, which are broadcasted loud and clear whether you think so or not. be an exemplary soul of unconditional love and forgiveness. Do not give rein to Satan's accusations for even one second. Learn to recognize those darts and share them with one another. You will be very surprised to hear them say, "You know, I just had that same thought a minute ago." By doing this, my children, you will spoil Satan's plans to blow this community apart before it even gets started. I love you. I bless you. I am with you, speaking love into your hearts and minds continuously. And oh, how joyful I am when I hear you repeating them to one another.